Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
We do have some breaking news. I don't mean to interrupt, but the breaking news, we want you to stick around for this. Our John Heyman is reporting that Sonny Gray has just been traded to the Boston Red Sox.
My first thought on this is he fits the Red Sox pitching model. They want to throw breaking ball, breaking ball, breaking ball. What's Sonny Gray throw?
Yep.
Bunch of breaking balls.
Yeah.
So it's a perfect fit for what they look for in their pitching. Walker Buehler did not fit. They wanted a guy that's usually throwing a lot of fastballs, and I know he's coming off surgery and didn't have the zip that he normally does, to throw a lot of breaking pitches. It wasn't going to work for him. Sonny Gray makes more sense to me because this falls into their model of what they like to do with their pitching.
Good evening. Welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI, live in our Brighton studios. We are powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original, and tonight we are here with you for
10,000 hours, 10,000 more.
Just about full four-hour show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Not a lot going on in the world of sports, unless you're a college basketball fan, I suppose. Only a couple of NHL games, couple of games in the NBA. No football tonight. Maybe Eastern and Western Michigan, I think, are playing in college football, and UMass is playing, if you're into that. But other than that, pretty quiet night, and thank God, because there is a ton to get to here on the show, and we only got 4 hours to get to all of it. We'll begin, of course, with what you just heard right there, Sonny Gray. But in addition to that, we have a lot of Patriot stuff to get to. It was an all-time Bill Belichick day, too, by the way. Jaylen Brown with a big admission. We have the leading goal scorer in the league on the Bruins right now. There's a lot to get to, an awful lot to get to, but we have to begin here, as we will, and as many have already today, with the big news that broke during midday shows today on Jones and Keefe. I heard Jones break the news, and that is the Red Sox trading for Sonny Douglas Gray. And I am, hand up, had no idea that they were in the market for a Sonny Gray, no idea that that was a guy that was on their list, a guy that they were looking into. You sort of think about this team and you think about the moves that they've made and the pitchers that they've acquired, and they generally don't go to the 36-year-olds. It's just not, that's not usually the window that they're looking for. That's not their demo. In starting pitching anyway, you know, you did get Aroldis Chapman last year, right around this time, as you heard the afternoon show saying, which is an important factor because I've heard a lot of people today say, well, Sonny Gray, it's not a bad signing. It's not a bad trade. Not a bad guy to bring onto your team. But there better be more behind it. And to that, I just say, hey, it's exactly what we said about Aroldis Chapman. Those were the exact words that I used that everyone used. Aroldis Chapman, okay, well, that's an improvement to your bullpen, I guess, with Kenley Jansen leaving. But is that it? I mean, we're going to actually go out and sign some guys who aren't 36, 37 years old. We're going to bring in some players who are going to help out in some other areas. And Sonny Gray, I think, is going to help you out in a big way in the middle of that rotation. I do. I think that. I think that you have brought yourself a veteran, gritty starter who, part of that I disagree with Harold Reynolds there. That whole thing about, well, he throws a lot of breaking pitches, and that's what the Red Sox are all about. Is it? Is that what they're all about? Is that what Garrett Crochet is all about and Lucas Giolito is all about? Brian Baio, maybe you could say he's a little bit more about it. with his sinker, but like, I don't know. I mean, he throws pretty hard. I don't really think that that's true. I think that Reynolds is a little wrong there. Maybe he's talking about in the lower parts of the systems, you know, in the minor leagues, they're emphasizing off-speed pitches and things like that. There was that whole thing with Andrew Bailey. He did want, I think it was last year, everybody throwing sliders, and eventually that kind of wore off, and they moved on to the next thing. And we all remember in the documentary him being like, yeah, I know everything about what to do here. I got it all figured out. And then they all started getting bombed after that. Now, last year, different story. You got Garrett Crochet. Garrett Crochet is his own thing. Even if they are trying to emphasize breaking pitches for the starters, they're not going to tell Garrett Crochet to stop throwing his fastball. I mean, that's just absurd. Of course they're not going to do that. And Crochet does have effective breaking stuff. It's not that he doesn't, but I wouldn't say that's what he's known for. Giolito, same thing. And this has also been said. Sonny Gray is now going to be the guy that you bring in as a potential replacement for Lucas Giolito, or at the very least, Giolito insurance. In that role, I like this move a lot. I think that that's not a bad idea at all. And if you look at the peripherals, obviously the ERA last year was not great. A 4.28 ERA, a 96 ERA plus. Neither one of those anything to write home about. But a 3.39 FIP, which is, people tell me, fielding independent pitching, a very important stat when it comes to grading these guys. That's a good number there. Not walking a lot of people, does strike a lot of guys out, 10 strikeouts per nine. That's very valuable in Major League Baseball these days. And at 36 years old, he's still striking guys out. He's still going out there. He's missing a lot of bats. And he threw for 180 innings last year, which was not a career high. But in his early days in Oakland, he had a couple of 200-plus seasons. That's the most he's pitched in a while, 184 in 2023. Other than that, those 2 years kind of outliers when you look around the more recent years. 135 innings with Cincinnati in 21, 119 in 2022 with the Twins. Has bounced around a little bit and has gotten Cy Young votes, never won a Cy Young, was an All-Star three times in his career, and a guy who ultimately I think is going to be a positive addition here if he stays healthy and if he can, answer the bell. Can give you 180 innings, they're going to be 180 decent innings. One thing about this, which I think is very interesting, the opening salvo, the first move that gets made, gets done with Chaim Bloom. That's interesting. I find that very interesting, as a matter of fact. What I do like about this is that it's an early move being made here in November. They are going out there and targeting a player and being active and going out and getting him. I think that that's ultimately good news. I like when the team's proactive. I like when they do that instead of sitting around waiting to see what everyone else does.
It's always entertaining.
Absolutely, Chaim. And that's what they did last year. They were active right away. They made big moves all throughout the offseason from the beginning to the end, basically. Aroldis Chapman was signed right around this time, and then they didn't sign Alex Bregman until right before they went to Fort Myers. So there was a lot in between that, obviously. There was Walker Buehler. There was Garrett Crochet. There was all the other moves that they made. There were other, smaller ones for sure. But this was an active offseason, active hot stove from the beginning of the season to the end of the season and right until the spring. So I expect that. I expect that same thing. I expect that to be not exactly the same this year because, you want different players and maybe emphasize different positions. But it's not really all that different, is it? Is it all that different? You want another frontline starter, right? That's what you wanted last year, and you got it. They brought up the super pen, okay? Not me. I didn't really think much of that, but they brought up the super pen last year. Can't build a super pen unless you go in and get another stud frontline closer, right? Like Aroldis Chapman, right? If you're building a super pen, your words again, not mine. And, oh, wouldn't you know, they find themselves in the market for another right-handed power bat. It is a little Groundhog Day, isn't it? Right? I mean, this is the same, almost the exact same menu that we had last year. And here we are again going back into those waters. The thing is, the reason why I'm not bothered by that is because he went out and he did it. I mean, really. Craig Breslow went out there and he did it. He got the job done. Not every single move was a grand slam, but they were important ones. The guys that he brought in were huge contributors. You had one of the best starters in baseball, the best reliever in baseball, and Alex Bregman. He certainly started off the year looking like a real superstar and then faded towards the end, but they don't get to where they want to go without him or the equivalent of that, some kind of equivalent of that they bring in here, hopefully, and we'll see about that. But I think that's what has people not going crazy about this move. It's a good move. It's not a bad move. Richard Fitz did not have a good year, and I like Richard Fitz. He seemed like a good guy, and I wish him well in St. Louis, but, I mean, listen, that's not really much. You know, that's not really much that you're giving up there. I don't think there was much more of a market for him than what you were able to do. The other part of the trade, Brandon Clarke, he's still in single A, lefty, probably projects out to be a relief pitcher, if we're being honest here. That's the, you know, good news of it. The bad news is they don't have any lefty relievers. So, I mean, if he was somebody that they had any eyes on moving up and pitching at any point this season, then that could be an issue. But I don't think that he was that close yet. Again, single A. And that is, you know, that's not to say he's never going to be anything. But if you can bring in a guy and you're in win now mode with a guy like Sonny Gray, then these are the type of prospects you move on from. I think that's a perfectly reasonable deal. Not to mention the fact Bloom and the Cardinals are paying $20 million of his salary.
We're going to do this. It's going to be awesome.
On all those fronts, I think that this move is a pretty good one. I've seen some people upset about it. I think that those people are mostly hysterical prospect humpers. And while I am always down for a good prospect humping, I do think that you have to be realistic about these things. You just do. I'm sorry. You can't overvalue these guys to the point where you don't want to go out and get an established starter in the middle of your rotation. You can't do that. And let's be honest here. With the Red Sox, they have a lot of parts. You know, there's arms in their pitching staff, we think, but also a lot of question marks, like Cutter Crawford, like Tanner Houck, like et cetera. Richard Fitz was another one. Dobbins is another one. You know, like there's just these guys where you're not really sure what you have there. You're not really sure what you got. And that can be useful sometimes when things go your way. I mean, it's as simple as that. If you have a bunch of guys waiting in the wings and they're all pretty good and they're all ready to go out there and pitch and they can be productive for you, then that's a great problem to have. When you have a bunch of guys but you don't really know if any of them are even healthy enough to pitch or if they are, if they're any good, and you kind of go through the season and realize, oh, yeah, actually they're not. And then you get to the playoffs and it's Peyton Tolley and Connelly Early are the last two guys on the list. It's like, okay, well, you know, we kind of left ourselves in this position. It's not like they didn't have arms. They had arms. I'm always down for a good prospect humping. I mean, I am, usually. I think that's great. You got a guy in the system you're really excited about? Sure. You want to be protective of him? That was Chaim Bloom's thing, man. He was, you kidding me? He was not giving away those prospects for anything. He had to pry him out of his cold, dead hands. And that was the marching orders he was given. I still think he was given a raw deal here, by the way. I don't think he was very good. I mean, it's not like he did a great job in the role that he was tasked with, but I just think that he was dealt a bad hand. Simple as that. When your marching orders are, hey, come in here and trade Mookie Betts, and let's keep the payroll down, and let's not trade any prospects, let's build up the farm system, and whatever happens that's positive in between, we'll be happy about, but that's really what we're going for, then yeah, Chaim Bloom, that's a lousy hand to get dealt, absolutely. Craig Breslow has had much more freedom to go out and spend, to trade prospects, to go out and make big, flashy moves that I don't think Chaim Bloom, other than trading Mookie Betts away, was ever given the luxury of.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
The money here, The money here is an interesting aspect of it. Sonny Gray waived the no-trade clause to leave the Cardinals. He was 14-8 last year. Good record, not a great ERA. Did not miss a start, which is pretty important. He had been guaranteed $40 million for the next 2 years, $35 million for 2026, and a $5 million buyout of a $30 million team option. You get all that? That's 2027. Joe Braver, poor Braverman's got to say that in the trending every hour. That's not going to be, it's confusing. Basically, the point is they're paying $20 million of it. The guarantee is now just $21 million, and that's very manageable here for the Red Sox, I would say, and it makes sense for a 36-year-old on a bloated contract. Putting him with Garrett Crochet, now that's where things start to get a little dicey. I don't think anybody loves the idea of 36-year-old Sonny Gray being the number two starter next to Garrett Crochet, including Rob Bradford, who spoke on this very topic earlier today on the Midday Show, and essentially said that this isn't who they have in mind in that role. Now, you can look at that one of two ways. They have their sights set on something better, which is not any offense to Sonny Gray, but I hope that that's sort of where they're going with it. I think Sonny Gray is a perfectly good middle-of-the-rotation guy and probably not the worst number two in the world, but you're going up against some really strong rotations. You want to build one that's better than these other ones, then this is what you have to do about it. Here's what Bradfo said.
Well, ultimately, it's not that big a move financially. It's like this is Walker Buehler. And so did we say that about Walker Buehler last year? No. So the answer is there's no possible way they could view this as, oh, this is one of the big moves. And it comes back to what we said before, guys, is that if we're going to look at the debt, we cannot forget the Rafael Devers trade, because that trade was the foundation of it was the money coming back. How are you going to spend the money? They will not definitively say, this is how we're going to spend the money, but still at the end of the offseason, you want to see them spend the money. And this doesn't chip into that at all, I don't think.
Good. Good, it shouldn't. This should be the start of what I hope, and I think we all are hoping, is going to be another big-time fireworks all throughout the hot stove type of offseason. And it should be. It absolutely should be. This team, I think, has earned that. I think that ownership recognized what you had there and what some of the moments down the stretch. I think ownership certainly wanted to have some more playoff gate, and unfortunately didn't get that. All the games were at Yankee Stadium, right? Didn't they play all three there? So, yeah, you didn't get one playoff game. And I think that's something that they wanted. And they were very close to. They were very close to being able to do that and get that. And that's a big boon. It's a source of pride. It's a source of income. It's a source of everything. And I think that is as good a time as any to want to go ahead and invest. They invested last year. It was a big positive step. Invest again. Because I'll tell you what, these other teams all will. Except maybe the Yankees, which we'll have more on later. Hal Steinbrenner crying poor, which, God, the old man's got to be rolling over in his grave hearing that, which we'll get to that in a little bit. Also, have some Patriots stuff to get to. And one thing I keep seeing on the text line here and all around is that Sonny Gray is not a big market pitcher. Based off of his time with the Yankees, that's true. He was not good with the Yankees. However, there's some added details to that that I think we should take a look at. We'll do that right after Joe Braverman and get you caught up on what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by BrotherGiftGuide.com. The Red Sox are acquiring veteran starting pitcher Sonny Gray from the St. Louis Cardinals for starters Richard Fitz and former number 5 prospect Brandon Clark. The 3-time All-Star Gray was 14-8 with a 4.25 ERA in 32 starts for St. Louis this past season. The righty's contract was changed after his no-trade clause was waived. He is guaranteed $21 million for this season and has a $10 million mutual option for 2027. Patriots players had the day off today. They'll start prep tomorrow for their home matchup Monday night against the New York Football Giants. In roster news, tackle Thayer Munford Jr. was signed to the 53-man roster off of the Cleveland Browns practice squad. And also guard Bill Murray was signed to the practice squad in response. Cornerback Alex Austin was placed on injured reserve. And running back Jonathan Ward was released from the practice squad. Some other news in the NFL. Panthers safety Trayvon Morig was suspended by the league for one game following his low blow on 49ers receiver Juwan Jennings after last night's Monday Night Football game. And the Bills are signing veteran wide receiver Brandon Cooks to their 53-man Dance Squad. Celtics and Bruins will both return to action Wednesday. The Bees will wrap up their road trip against the Islanders, and the Seas will host the red-hot Detroit Pistons, who are currently riding a 13-game winning streak. And UMass football is currently playing their season finale, hosting Bowling Green. The score right now as they begin the second half is 28-14. Bowling Green on top of UMass. UMass is 0-11 on the season. Ready to make holiday shopping easy with the Brother Gift Guide? You find it, you wrap it, and done. From creative to practical, find all your gifts in one place. Make the holidays shine at BrotherGiftGuide.com. That's BrotherGiftGuide.com. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.